Can you name this bird? Any idea? I am struggling. Well, here is another clue.
Greetings, as an American eagle.
Well, that, of course, is Sam the Eagle from The Muppets. The American, or bald eagle, has been the symbol of the United States for centuries, with its image plastered across the country's banknotes, its stamps and military uniforms. But it was only actually officially named the national bird earlier this week. Preston Cook spent years campaigning for this recognition and even penned a draft of the legislation that he sent to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. And when I spoke to him earlier, he gave me his reaction.
Well, I'm soaring with the eagles. I'm absolutely excited. I'm ecstatic that finally, after 248 some odd years, that the bald eagle is now our national bird.
And why have you campaigned for so many years to get it done?
This started about 15 years ago when I was preparing a chronology for a book on the American eagle that I was writing. And I was looking for an entry that would designate the bald eagle as our national bird. And I couldn't find it. So I went back to the minutes of the meeting on June 20th, 1782. And that was the date when America decided the bald eagle should be our national symbol on the Great Seal. And there was no mention whatsoever about it becoming a national bird. Of course, at that time, we had other things on our mind. They had a revolution to fight. So it was something that just they did not think about and they did not act on it.
I have to say, though, as someone who's lived in America quite a long time, my partner is American. I just thought the bald eagle already was the national bird.
Well, you and 100% of other Americans, everybody is startled by this, that we've never had a national bird and the bald eagle has never officially been designated either legislatively or by a proclamation of the president. You know, we do have a national mammal and that's the bison, and we have a national tree, which is the oak, and we have a national flower, which is the rose. So now it's time for, and we do now have, the bald eagle as our national bird. And that's after 248 years and 118 Congresses that no one ever took action on until now.
How prevalent is the bald eagle in America? Is it under threat at all?
Well, the bald eagle has had its ups and downs. We love the symbolism of the bird, as we have for 248 years, but it was not liked as a bird. They thought it was taking babies, and they thought it was taking fish, and they thought it was taking young animals, so they didn't like it, and they shot it. They shot over 100,000 bald eagles up in Alaska from 1917 to 1953. And then DDT came along in the late 1940s, the chemical DDT. So in the 40s, we went from some 500,000 birds down to 412 birds, a nesting pair in the lower 48 states. And then when DDT was banned, the population came back, and now it's a healthy 300,000 or so. And now they're off the endangered species list and doing very well, with some exceptions. You know, now we have loss of land for the eagle, so that's an issue. And we have lead poisoning, which is an issue. And now we have avian flu, which is an issue. So what this bill does, I think it raises the height of the bird and it raises the awareness of the bird. And we're realizing that if the bird is healthy, then humans are healthy. But if the bird is not healthy, then we are not healthy.
And of course, America is a very politically polarized country at the moment, but this bill had bipartisan support, didn't it?
The bill went through this last session with no opposition whatsoever. 100 U.S. senators voted for this, both Democrats and Republicans. It went through the House of Representatives totally unopposed. So this is a bill in a time of political fighting, but we have a bird now that is our national bird that represents all America. We have a bird that has a left wing, it has a right wing, it has a body in the middle, and it represents all Americans.
Preston Cook, a man with a lovely turn of phrase. He campaigned for the bald eagle to be recognized as America's national bird, and he got it done. Just a reminder, you can listen to NewsHour whenever you like. We've got two editions a day. You can find the latest online at bbcworldservice.com, or better still, sign up for our free download. Just search for BBC NewsHour podcast.